This is Wanda McKnight Brock. I'm so excited to have you join my podcast, Fill Your Tank. While you are filling your gas tank for the week, take a few minutes to join me and fill your own personal tank as well. I call myself the imperfect but still successful sales representative. If you can relate to the daily struggles of trying to keep it all together and searching for that perfect balance between family, faith, and career, then Fill Your Tank is the perfect place for you. This week's episode is titled, When Not to Hit the Send Button. Has there ever been a time when you wish you could turn it back and take back an email you recently sent? Maybe it seemed fine when you wrote it at 2 a.m. this morning, right? Or possibly you attached the wrong document and error. There is so much work required these days, and it is a fast-paced environment, which makes it easier for a mistake to occur. Sometimes our tempers flare, or something happens that seems really unfair, which leads you to typing out an email that is worded too strongly or could be misinterpreted. Maybe you never even meant to send it. You were just writing it to blow off some steam, but somehow it got sent. Fortunately, email catastrophes were a rare event during my career, but I know there were lots of times that I thought possibly I had made an email error. And you get that sick feeling and the anxiety that happens while you panic and frantically look for it to double check the content or who you CC'd. If you've been in the workplace very long, you probably have at least one story of an email nightmare or a near miss. Possibly the reverse has happened when someone sent you something that they should not have. It does happen. So how do we handle this? Either on the sending side or the receiving side? Let's look at it. If you're on the sending side of the equation, the best thing you can do is to implement some preventative precautions, some practical tips to prevent sending an email and regretting it later are 1. Avoid sending emails when you're highly emotional about a situation. You can write it, but do not fill in the to line. Leave the to line blank. That will give you time to review it 2, 3, 4 times before you actually send it. I had a 24-hour rule. When I was writing on a topic that was highly emotional, I would not send it for at least 24 hours until I had reviewed it numerous times. Another buffer that you can use is to get someone who's not involved in the situation to review it prior to your sending it. 2. Don't send emails when you're extremely tired or trying to fall asleep. As a working mom, often I found myself going back to work in the office after everyone else had gone to bed. And this is when mistakes are more likely to happen. Often emails sent in the wee hours of the morning are the ones that lack discernment or that include the wrong attachment or some other type of error. My best practice was to write it, or if I was responding to an email, I could do that, but I would either not fill in the to line, or I would utilize the delay delivery option so that it would not send until the mid-morning the following day, giving me the opportunity to get into the office and review it before it left my outbox. And I would leave the outbox open so it was the first thing I saw when I entered my office. 3. The final action you take before you hit the send button is just review your email, and the attachments at least once. If it's going to upper management or it's regarding some extremely important customer communication, I would typically review it twice. Let's flip it around and talk about when you are the recipient of an email error. What do you do if you receive something that is not intended for you? This happened more than once to me, where someone would call me upset and request that I please delete the email they just sent as it contained some information that was not for my eyes. What if this happens to you? Would you delete it? Or would you open it and record the information if it was able to benefit you in some way? What if that information was proprietary? What if the information was something that your coworkers or your management team would love to hear about? It is always easier to decide before you are in the middle of a situation. It can be extremely tempting when you're looking at a lot of competitive prices or some proprietary information to decide the right thing to do. Made the right choice. I remember saying to that client, "No problem. I will delete it right now while you're on the phone with me. And while we're talking, I'm going to go to the trash file and delete it there too." My payback came a few years later when I sent that same customer the wrong document by accident. And upon realizing it, I did recall the email and then called the client to make sure that it was going to be deleted. And I reminded the client, "Remember a few years ago when I deleted that document for you because it had some sensitive information I wasn't supposed to see? Well, guess what? Now I need you to do the same thing for me." Because I had performed that favor, I felt confident that it would be returned. It's funny how things circle back around to benefit you when you've done something good for someone else. Number 3, what to do when you make an error and send someone something that you shouldn't have. Or you write the perfect email, but send it to the wrong person or CC the wrong person. Especially if the first name is the same, it's easy to do. Because sometimes your computer is a little too helpful and jumps ahead to autofill in the recipient, which is not the correct recipient. If you didn't catch it in your review and it was actually sent, the only thing you can do is to correct the situation by recalling the email and then calling the recipient to explain and request that it be deleted prior to reading. I do encourage you to protect yourself by reviewing all of your work and review all of those emails before you hit the send button. Let's take this one step farther. Have you ever wished you could hit the rewind button in a live conversation, either at home or work? Wouldn't it be great if we could just use the recall option every time your mouth gets ahead of your brain and you find yourself saying the wrong thing? Misspoken words are hard to take back, and we have to be especially aware when we're under a lot of pressure, because that's when we tend to get short-tempered, self-absorbed, and sometimes we even get a little rude, usually to those that we're closest to, and we regret it later. And I know we apologize for those things that are said in haste, and usually forgiven for it. But it does cause a little bit of discomfort in a relationship. And over time, that can be problematic. One of the many benefits you can receive from spending even 5 or 7 minutes with God every day is just to keep a positive attitude and to keep everything in perspective which helps us to exercise self-control. So I encourage you to do that. And I want to close us out today in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are honored to be in your presence, and we welcome you here. You are powerful and all-knowing, and we recognize you as the one and only God. Thank you for being near, for staying close, even when we get off track. There are times when we just don't feel as close to you, and we know that's because we've not been spending enough time with you. So forgive us for letting other things get in the way. Give us a strong desire to know you better. Help us to manage our jobs and our families. And give us wisdom, discernment, and self-control. Guide us to take the focus off of ourselves and keep our focus on you. Help us not to make any errors or to misspeak in our jobs or in any of our relationships in this week going forward. And let us feel your presence with us as we go through this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, ladies, for your time today. This is Wanda McKnight Brock, and I am always humbled that you chose to join me. Please do me a favor, share and review my podcast, and be sure to join me for next week's episode of Fill Your Tank. You don't want to miss it. Fill Your Tank is going to be your new best friend.